This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Much of the country remains shut down because of the coronavirus, but one nostalgic form of entertainment gets back into full swing in Ohio this weekend.
It's intermission time, folks, so hurry, hurry, hurry. Step right over to our refreshment center for the most extravagant array of refreshment goodies ever assembled under one roof.
The few remaining drive-in theaters around the state are flipping on their projectors and opening back up for the season. That includes the Field of Dreams drive-in in Liberty Center and Tiffin drive-in, which open for the summer beginning tonight. Saunders Theater Properties runs both, and Callan Bauer is the vice president of operations there. She joins us now. Callan, are you expecting more folks this summer?
Yeah, we are expecting to have a rather busy summer. With that, we still want to make sure people are being safe. But we're excited to help people get out of the house and kind of get a little bit back to normal.
Yeah, because people can't go to normal theaters right now. Those are still shut down. So what sort of precautions are you putting in place to make sure people stay safe?
Definitely. We are doing quite a bit. We've made a lot of changes. We're doing online ticket sales as our preferred way to do sales. You can actually choose your parking spot and based on the height of your car right from your computer, and then you get assigned a number and a letter. So when you come in, you'll go find that number and letter, so it's touchless. You don't have to pay or get a ticket or anything. It's completely touchless. We're also going to do online sales for our concessions, and then we'll deliver the food out to you directly. And if you do want to move around the theater, or if you do want to come up to the concession stands to order food because you don't have a credit card or whatever reason, we do ask that you wear a mask.
Lots of movie studios are halting their release dates. They're not actually putting out their movies right now because typical theaters aren't open. So what are you going to be showing this summer?
So right now we are showing some of the movies that came out right before everything shut down. For example, Trolls and Onward. And then we're also on the other screen showing Invisible Man and Hunt. And then throughout the summer, we're probably going to do some creative things like some throwback movies or some classic movies and just kind of mix it up to give everyone a chance to watch movies that they enjoy.
Drive-in theaters are few and far between in this modern day and age. Do you think that there could be a resurgence for the industry because of the current situation our world is in?
I think it's definitely a possibility. We all want things to go back to as normal as possible. And drive-in theaters are one way to kind of have a more normal experience, but still be social distance. So it's very possible.
We've heard of graduations, for instance, taking place at drive-in theaters. Are you guys thinking about any creative ways to use your space right now?
Definitely. Yes, we are doing several graduations that we're really excited about. And then we already have some people reaching out to us about weddings, which is very exciting and very unique. And then we have even reached out to people about potentially doing funerals as a way for people to, listen to a sermon and listen to the ceremony, but be in the safety of their own cars and celebrate somebody's life. And we're doing different kinds of meetings and everything out here. So there's a lot of different creative things. The one I'm most excited about is we're actually doing a dance recital in one of our other theaters later on in the summer, where each student will be able to get their dance recorded, and then they're going to put them all together and then show them all together on the big screen and maybe even do fireworks afterwards. So it's going to be really, really cool.
Thank you so much for talking with us today.
No problem. Thanks for reaching out.